Hi, and welcome back to the Matt and Scott podcast show. Sorry, we're a bit late. We're meant to release this on Sunday. We didn't record it. Had a busy day with family, going Christmas meals. So we're recording it now on a nice cold, not too cold, Wednesday evening. So you're going to speak today, Scott, or not?
I think I'll let you speak, and then when I think of something to say, I'll butt in. But at this current time, I don't have anything interesting to say, so you continue spouting words.
Okay. So yeah, sorry for being a bit late, but we hope you enjoy this episode. And we'll start off with the news. The big news is that a Korean guy died. Kim Jong-il, okay?
Yep.
He's the son of Kim...
Jong-il? No. That's him. Kim Jong-sung. Kim.
We're called Kimmy and Kimmy 2. Kimmy 2 was the
Kim
one.
Kim Jr. But then there's Kim Jr. Jr.
Who's just taken over, who's just been sworn in. So yeah, big news. It was 69, was he, when he died?
69, yes. He died on a train.
A train?
And the funny thing is, he died on a train and...
And what?
Because he was scared of flying, he took trains everywhere. And it's quite ironic he died on a train.
So the man who's scared of flying died on a train, which he loved.
You know what I like? I like the stories that he makes up. Oh, wait, if you're North Korean, the stories that are definitely true. Things like him going... Apparently, did you know that when he was born, there was a double rainbow?
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. And, wasn't he... His father was raised by lions?
Something. That might have been the Romans.
Oh. Same thing. But yeah, so he died.
Also, he can't poo. He doesn't poo. He can, but he doesn't. He chooses not to.
Oh, well, he's dead now, so he
probably doesn't poo anymore either.
But no, it's quite interesting because as soon as he died, all the world started preparing for war. Basically, they're all prepared.
South Korea got their boxing gloves on, and
they cancelled all their public workers. They were all cancelled holiday over Christmas period. Because they were worried that the new leader, his son, might do something silly with all the nuclear warheads they've been building up and missiles.
All two. Well, one of them might not even exist. All one of them.
It's funny. My friend was like, is this good or bad about him dying? Because obviously all the North Koreans were crying over it. And I was like, well, in a way it's both. Because in the Western civilization we viewed him as a mini Hitler, because he was a dictator
and he was very small
and he did and he was a bit crazy, but he did bring stability. Well, more his father, he brought stability to North Korea. He did.
Well, I don't think that's strictly true.
Well, he brought
a false sense of security.
Yes, but if you look at them, they're all more or less happy, aren't they? Well, so exactly.
Well, they're not happy now he's dead. They're all crying, but
So yeah, so any other news of something that was quite interesting that I came across was about that juror. Did you hear about this, Scott?
Was that Michael Banks jailed for seeing West End show?
No, it was Matthew Banks, Scott. So if you're going to get read off the website and still get the name wrong,
I think I need my glasses checked.
So yeah, it was a juror. He was 19, and he said he was ill, so they had to. He had to miss a day of jury duty, and other jurors who turned up were sent home because there was no one else. And then he's got 2 weeks in prison for it because...
Did he have to be put in front of a jury? That would be ironic. And then the jury didn't turn up because they were at an East End show.
Yeah, he went to see Chicago. Very good show, apparently, but, you know.
Worth 2 weeks in prison?
Well, yeah, well...
They should put that in the posters. Worth 2 weeks in prison.
Cool, Scott. Right, moving on. So last week we were talking about Kepler 27b, was it?
22b, I think.
22b, yes. But did you hear about them other planets they found yesterday?
No,
they found two more. I don't know what they were. They were two faraway planets that apparently might have life forms on as well. And then today they found two more.
Two more.
But do you know what these planets are that were found? Dry roasted planets, I mean.
Giant dry roasted peanuts.
Well, apparently, they're roasted remains of planets that have been inside the outer layers of their star.
Thank you, BBC News, for that information.
Yes, so it's burnt them up. So yeah, it follows on from Kepler-22b and or Zargon-47.
No, that was Earth. Earth could have been called that from their perspective. But yeah, we might not be alone.
In the planet after all. The planet? In the world?
Our planet might not be
universe.
Alone.
No. But then, on to some more... I don't know how to describe this. It's not really news. It's outrage, I think. John Terry.
Yep. So, John Terry was a naughty boy, as usual. And, apparently he was a naughty boy.
If it's not having an affair...
It's
being racially degrading to a fellow footballer. And it's
would you say that's less or more severe than having an affair? We better not go into that.
We won't go into that, Scott. Nope. But, yes, it's interesting that it's actually gone to the Crown Prosecution Service because, like, Suarez, he has been banned for 8 games and fined £40,000 because he said a racist remark. But that was the FA punishing him, whereas John Terry, a member of the public, made a complaint to the police, so the police had to deal with it.
Ooh.
So the Crown Prosecution Service have decided there's enough evidence to charge this man, which will be quite interesting.
Well, you said John Terry went to there, or...
No, a public. So why would John Terry go and say, I said this racist remark, can you arrest me?
The public said it.
So, a member of the public.
Oh, I see. Complained. A member of public went...
Ooh. So therefore the police have to follow up.
Okay.
And it's interesting because two similar cases and one's had a totally different outcome. We'll have to let you know what happens with that. But
well, he's a naughty
boy. Follow. Yeah, I'm not really his biggest fan, to be honest.
Well, the thing is, he has to play beside Anton Ferdinand's brother.
For England, doesn't he?
And they're not going to be good pals.
No.
So they're going to be like, oh no, why don't you tackle it? No, you don't.
Yes, just like that, Scott. Maybe Capello won't play them both, to be honest, because Ferdinand is injured, I think, at the moment.
Well, so, as we previously discussed, Capello's an idiot, so...
Yeah, so we don't really support him anyway. The final big news, I can't remember what it is. What is it, Scott?
There's this big event that's coming up soon.
What is it? It's Sunday, isn't it?
Something this Sunday.
Church?
Church. Yeah,
Well, I might go to church. Mm. Oh, is it my birthday?
I think it's Hanukkah. No,
Christmas.
That's it.
That's the one. Oh, I've been waiting for that.
It's something.
About 360 days I've been waiting for that.
So the other 4 days you went too fast and then suddenly you're like, oh.
Scott, I was waiting for Christmas that year.
It's 365 days in a year.
Yes, if we're 4 days away... I'm not
I'm
we have a genius among them. So it's 4 days. Right, as I said, I work at a supermarket. It's been so busy, like it's just crazy. There's customers going, where's the turkeys?
Business
on the turkey section. Big sign says turkey.
Busy businesses.
Right, we've got a question for you. We want you to email at us the answer if you know the answer. For busyness, is it with a Y or an I?
Okay. Busyness as in being very busy.
Okay. So we want you to email us at the Matt and Scott podcast show at gmail.com.
Because we've now got one set up and we would like to hear from your correspondence.
Yeah, so just email us. Christmas. Oh, it's coming soon. We might release a podcast Christmas Day special. We will let you know.
Probably not on Christmas Day. No. We'll be eating too many pince-mies?
Mince pies. Oh, I don't like them things.
Not pince-mies, no.
Be all about the roast turkey.
Mm.
Right, Scott, I'm going to hand over to you for the weather.
Well, a little bird told me that we've got a Californian listener, so I'm going to dedicate the whole weather forecast to California. So here it goes. Today, it's going to be sunny. Thursday, it's going to be sunny. Friday, it's going to be sunny. Saturday, guess what, it's sunny. Sunday, it's sunny. And Monday, it's sunny, but with a little bit of cloud.
Oh, well, that's all right. I might go live in California, I think.
Highs?
What's the highest temperature?
Only 15 degrees. But no, 16.
What are the lows?
The low. How is it sunny but minus 6? If you're Californian and email, you're listening to this, email it. How can it be sunny but still so cold?
Yeah, and email us. How did you find us on the podcast show? We want to know. And other listeners, we told you last week. We
don't care.
We really don't. I mean, as long as we've got good weather here.
We only like the exotic people.
I'm not really
fussed
about the weather this year, to be honest. There's nothing really, unless it's torrential downpour with thunderstorms continually for the next 2 weeks.
It's cold, get used to it. That's it.
So, yeah. So, thank you again for listening to our podcast. I hope you've had a smile, or maybe even laughed. That would be pushing the boat out of it. So we'll speak to you hopefully. Well, you'll listen to us again soon.
Yep, wrap up warm and for Christmas.
Especially if in California, don't wrap up warm. -6. Get the board shorts out. We're telling you.
Yep. Right. -6.
Right. See you next week, guys.
Bye.